relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Our latest article, Our Take, at AmericaFirst.com is up at our website, SebGorka.com. I've posted it to my Twitter feed and to Facebook. It's our analysis of the tanker attack. Amazing pictures on Fox right now of allegedly that torpedoed tanker, those two tankers that were attacked. Secretary Pompeo has given a press conference about an hour ago, pointing the finger directly at Iran. So that intelligence was good. That led to the deployment of our battle carrier group into the region. We have so much more to discuss. Special guests John Solomon in this hour, Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch in the next, and your calls on 833-334-6752, and some really quite mind-boggling audio that we'll get to, but I think we have a very special caller, allegedly, on line one. Thomas in Mountain Home, Arizona. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, Thomas. What makes you call America First?
Well, I really like listening to you with my dad, and I turned 14 today, so I thought I would just give you a call and see if you'd pick up.
Well, we did. So how come you listen to this show, and what do you like about it?
Well, my family's conservative, and I like Donald Trump a lot. And ever since he's been in office, like, my family's been more happy, and a lot of my friends' families have been a lot more happy, and we have, like, more jobs and stuff like that. So I think it's really cool. And I just like listening to how you boggle the minds of some people because they don't really know what they're talking about sometimes, and I just think that's really cool.
We try. What do you like about the president, Thomas?
Well, I like that he doesn't really care what people think, and he just, he's himself, and that's why people voted for him, because he doesn't really care what people think and what he thinks is right.
And he just has a job to do. Well done, Thomas.
Exactly.
I listened to talk radio when I was your age, and then I ended up with a national radio show. So who knows what could happen. Thomas, will you please stay on the line? I'd like to send you and your father a signed copy of my latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Thank you, Thomas. We've had calls from Brazil, from Canada, from Ireland, but I guess that's our first call from a young Thomas, age 14. What a superb, superb family you must hail from. Let's continue building the America First family. Good, good, good call. Thank you, guys. Thank you for raising that to my attention. We don't usually take calls in the opening segment of the hour, but we can make exceptions. Let's return to the news of the day, the obsession that the fake news industrial complex has with George Stephanopoulos's interview with the president. It has led to statements that you really, outside of wartime, outside of active treason occurring of the ilk of the Rosenbergs, you don't expect congressmen to say these kinds of things. This is Representative Steve Cohen. Remember the man who thought it would be de rigueur, it would be politic to eat a bucket of fried chicken during a committee hearing recently. Let's listen to Steve Cohen, cut to.
I think we have a moral imperative to bring those charges and the House at least stand up and do its responsibility, even if the Senate won't. I think we'll see blood on our hands. I think we'll see soldiers dying because this man will find a way to wag the dog, get us into a war, to improve his standing, and to make him feel like he's a man and not just the young guy that got sent off from the Upper East Side of Manhattan to the military school upstate because he was a bad young man.
Isn't Cohen from New York? What is he blathering about? Donald Trump was sent from the Upper East Side. Does he not know the difference between Queens and the Upper East Side? This is a man who's saying the president will have blood on his hands. What, like the chicken grease on your hands, Congressman Cohen? That kind of messy hands? Unbelievable. The idea that he needs to prove anything coming from you. This is a man who not only ate fried chicken in a committee hearing, he walked. This is not a joke. If anybody had told me when I took the oath of office twice, first when I joined the Defense Department and then again when I joined the White House, that within a matter of months, a member of Congress would walk around Capitol Hill carrying a China chicken, not just a bucket of fried chicken, a porcelain chicken as a prop, I would have said, no, 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 no. Maybe in the Russian parliament, maybe in some banana republic somewhere. But no, we can rely on Representative Steve Cohen to be that much of a hack. But it gets worse. Let's go to his boss. Let's go to Nancy Pelosi. I'm not going to even comment about why I think she mispronounces the things she mispronounces in this very short audio cut. But listen to what Nancy... She was dressed in a yellow leather jacket today. I guess she thinks it was a yellow leather biker's jacket. I think she thinks she's Uma Thurman from the Kill Bill movies. Is she going to arrive instead of with a China chicken with a katana samurai sword to her next press conference? We can only hope. We can only hope. But let's listen to what she had to say about the 45th president of the United States today and the way that she said it. Cut eight.
Yesterday, the president gave us once again evidence that he does not know right from wrong. It's a very sad thing. Very sad thing that he does not know right from wrong. I believe that he has been involved in a criminal cover-up. I've said that before, and our investigation is demonstrating that.
She said twice that Donald Trump doesn't know right from wrong. This from a woman who says, we don't have enough prison cells here under Congress for all the members of the Trump administration I would like to lock up. That literally is the language that you hear from dictators, from authoritarians, who when they have a political disagreement with somebody else across the aisle, try to get them arrested. Let's listen to one more cut. This is from Susan Rice, who used to work in Obama's cabinet, talking to Andrea Mitchell, cut seven.
This is extremely serious. The stark reality, the sad truth, is that we have a president of the United States who's not playing on America's team. He is invited yet again foreign interference in our presidential elections. He said that, and finally admitted, in fact, that he sees nothing wrong with collusion.
So Susan Rice says this president is not on America's side. She worked for a president who said that America is the problem, who went on an apology tour. She worked in his cabinet doing what? Doing what? Actually, unmasking the identities of American citizens illegally. Hundreds of times. Her colleague at the United Nations, Samantha Power, more than 200 unmaskings in 1 year, despite not being a member of the intelligence community. This is a woman who worked for an administration that released $140 billion to the mullahs in Iran. I will allow you to draw your conclusions as to which president was not on America's side. Susan Rice's former boss, President Barack Hussein Obama, or President Donald J. Trump. Breaking news, hot off the wire. The president has tweeted that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, his incredible press secretary, will be leaving her position. We'll have more updates here on America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Hi, this is Seb Gorka for my friends at BestHotGrill.com who make the amazing Solet Infrared Gas Grill. Declare your independence from the low-heat, low-powered grills, which in the course of grilling events wear out every couple of years. Secure your rights to juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies. Pursue grilling happiness with the purchase of a USA-made Solet Infrared Gas Grill. Solet is perfect for today's busy lifestyles, securing its powers from the efficient direct heat of the Solet Infrared Burner, which reaches 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to lock in the juices and flavor and grill food faster. Celebrate the freedom of a grill that will consistently produce better than restaurant quality food in your own backyard. All stainless steel and welded construction, it is self-evident that Solaire could be the last grill you'll ever buy. Make grilling great again with Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. Solaire Hot Fast Grills at besthotgrill.com.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting, Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
So in confirmation, here are the president's tweets from just before the break. After 3.5 years, man, it feels a bit longer than that, doesn't it? Our wonderful Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be leaving the White House at the end of the month and going home to the great state of Arkansas. Next tweet from the president. She is a very special person with extraordinary talents who has done an incredible job, exclamation mark. I hope she decides to run for governor of Arkansas. She would be fantastic. Sarah, thank you for a job well done. John Solomon.
Yes.
Welcome. What do you think of that presidential suggestion for Sarah?
Well, that's quite an endorsement right out of the box. She's hardly out of the office, and she's already deep into a great possibility.
I think she deserves a bit of a break first.
I think so. After dealing with the beast that's known as the media, she deserves a couple of weeks off at least.
Just dealing with Abilio, Jim Acosta, she deserves a year off.
Yeah, all of us reporters in general are a pain in the neck. I know that for sure.
But Some more than others.
She has a wonderful name and a great tradition of her family in Arkansas, and she would be a strong candidate for any office that she ran. And Lord knows she's battle-tested after working here for the last 2 years.
I've called her this, and I sincerely mean it, a true warrior princess. Yeah. All right, we have you in the studio. We're very excited. Our YouTube videos go crazy, our downloads, when we have you here. We are talking to John Solomon, Vice President, Executive Vice President at The Hill, the man who makes Hill TV happen. Follow him at J. Solomon Reports. And the TV station is hill.tv.
Wow. Made it simple.
Doesn't get much easier than that.
Yes.
I have just reposted before you arrived this morning this incredible, your latest story. It's called Feds Gone Wild, the Department of Justice's stunning inability to prosecute its own bad actors. I want everybody to read it. That's why it's on my Twitter and my Facebook feeds. Can you just, you have faith in Inspector General Horowitz. I trust your judgment. Tell us some of these incredible stories that have been uncovered and what the quote-unquote consequences were for the perpetrators, John Solomon.
It's really remarkable. We're entering this moment of potential great accountability for the Justice Department, right? There's these investigations going on, all the wrongdoing that likely occurred in the Russia collusion case. And the question arises, even if Michael Horowitz finds wrongdoing, does the Justice Department have the stomach, capability, willingness to hold its own accountable? And so I just went back 1 month, and I just took a look at all the internal affairs reports that Michael Horowitz, as the Inspector General of the Justice Department, did in the last month. This is what I found.
That's just 30 days,
yeah. An FBI lawyer, multiple times caught shoplifting, including stealing from, of all places, the Marine-based commissary
in Quantico.
If you're going to cheat somebody, don't cheat our soldiers and our Marines, right? There's an assistant U.S. attorney, federal prosecutor, who was trafficking and consuming marijuana-laced baked goods and lied about it on his intelligence form. There is a DEA supervisor who routed hundreds of thousands of dollars, tax dollars, to his son and some of his closest friends.
As contractors, right?
Yeah, contractor. Even gave him a raise a couple months out of college. That's not a bad deal. And I can go on and on. You get the picture here. I have one more favorite one. The FBI special agent in charge. This guy runs a field office for the FBI. He took the FBI repair garage and turned it into his own personal repair garage. He and all his cars and all of his employees' cars were being fixed in the FBI repair garage at taxpayer expense. and for private gain.
So this is in 1 month.
That's 1 month.
What happened to these people, John Solomon?
Absolutely nothing. Every one of them was referred to the U.S. Attorney's Office, and they were declined prosecution. So the Justice Department declined to prosecute its own people for the very crimes. If you and I committed them, I'm pretty sure we'd be in the slammer. Most of these people remain in their jobs. And one of them, the DEA supervisor who stole all that money for his son, he got to retire with his pension and benefits. And I'll take you back 15 months now, because this is why it's relevant. 15 months ago, the same inspector general concluded that the deputy director of the FBI lied multiple times in investigations.
We're talking about McCabe.
Andrew McCabe, who I saw on MSNBC just a little bit ago, still telling his story the way he tells it. He's yet to be prosecuted. I want to put that in perspective. 15 months have passed. It took Bob Mueller less than 6 months to indict 5 people for lying in the Russia case. So when people look back at these cases, the last month, the Andrew McCabe case over a year ago, they have to question, is there a dual system of justice? Do Justice Department officials walk away unscathed while everyday Americans who do criminal things face consequences? It's a very good question to ask.
I'm going to ask the obvious question. It may be impolitic. We have put here on America First, but conservatives who support the president, we have put a lot of faith. We have great expectations for William Barr. Is what you have reported in this incredible story a function of the remnants of the deep state, or should we already be worried about the new Attorney General, John Solomon?
To be determined. I will tell you that I reached out to the Attorney General's office, and they did not want to comment or get engaged on this story. And I think at the end of the day, the buck stops at the top. Bill Barr, I believes that. I hope he sees the story. I hope he sees the type of conduct going on in these incredible law enforcement agencies that do great work every day. And I hope he says, hey, why are all these people getting off the hook? Shouldn't we hold them to the same standard, or maybe even a higher standard than the people we prosecute?
They should go to jail, these people, right?
Other people would go to jail. There's no doubt about it. Trafficking marijuana, a theft of taxpayer funds. We've seen
hundreds of thousands.
We're hundreds of thousands. We're not talking 20 bucks. Shoplifting, we know multiple times. This woman admitted to shoplifting at least 6 times. FBI lawyer. She's still an FBI lawyer today, according to the report. Where are the cons? She got to do 150 hours of community service. But no. So that's, hopefully Bill Barr sees this. The people around him see this. I get a sense from his words and his actions thus far, he's serious about enforcing the rule of law at the Justice Department. These cases are a warning sign, but the big question that comes up is the Russia collusion findings. That will be the ultimate litmus test for our new Attorney General.
Given, let's just be very factual here, given the way he's testified multiple times, given that long interview he gave in his hunting vest,
right?
You've been around this city long enough. This is your beat. You're one of the few investigative journalists out there. What is your gut telling you? Are people going to do jail time for these serious crimes?
I'd like to first see whether we can get a full accounting of things from the CIA and the FBI, who have been doing the rope-a-dope for 2.5 years before Congress. And by Bill Barr's own assessment, a rope-a-dope in front of him. He said things didn't add up. I'm not getting the answers I need.
He said they didn't jive.
They didn't jive. That's right. That's right. That's the exact question. So,
and NSA as well.
Yes. I think what I hear from my reporting is that one of the things they're looking at is whether there was a conspiracy to defraud the United States. The FISA court, the Congress, who was doing oversight in an effort to mislead them about the true nature of the evidence and the political motives of this operation. If that were to come to pass, that would be historic, and it would really show that the Justice Department is serious about policing its own. But we don't have all the facts to make that judgment.
Yeah, we have a fraction of them.
Yeah, and we need to get those. And it does seem to me that Bill Barr is determined to get those answers, and the president has put all of his weight behind him with that order a few weeks ago.
Yes, indeed. And the recent letter to Congress from, I think, the Deputy Attorney General.
That's right.
Very, very interesting as to what Attorney General Barr wants to get to the bottom of. We are talking to John Solomon, Executive Vice President at The Hill, the man behind Hill TV. Check out hill.tv and his Twitter account. You won't regret it. Jay Solomon reports, bringing you all the truth the fake news industrial complex wants to hide from you.
following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what. Jerry?
Is the answer CarMax Will Buy It?
That's right. Because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax Will Buy It.
Warning, sharks sighted in water.
Warning signs are handy, but you may not always get one when it comes to your identity or the personal information on your devices. Good thing LifeLock includes Norton Security for more detection and more protection. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock looks out for identity threats like your info for sale on the dark web, and Norton Security protects against online threats like ransomware. Join at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
Have you, dear friends, taken advantage of this crazy offer Mike Lindell has given me to give to you? I sleep every night on his premium MyPillow. You can buy two for the lowest price he has ever offered on TV or radio. $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, but only if you use my name at checkout, G-O-R-K-A. Go now to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Gorka. Or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. But you've got to use the secret code, Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. I think, how many tens of thousands
of quote-unquote journalists have written about Watergate over the years? Well, it's tens of thousands. How many people have actually investigated the truth behind the Russia collusion hoax? I would hazard a guess it's less than a dozen. And one of them is John Solomon, executive vice president at The Hill, the man who makes Hill TV possible. Follow him at J Solomon Reports on Twitter. John, I have to get your take because this is the insanity of the current media hive mind.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Donald Trump said that if Norway, founding NATO member, ally of the United States, offered information that was derogatory about a political candidate, he would listen to them.
That's right.
Well, so would I.
Yeah.
Because if it's Norway, I would listen to them.
So did Barack Obama.
Oh, but yeah, would you expand on that, please, John?
Last time I checked, the Brits were one of our allies, and it's pretty clear that Christopher Steele was a Brit, and he used his MI6 connections to route into the Justice Department and the FBI the allegations against Donald Trump. And Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's campaign had no problem using that foreigner. And the Five Eyes Network, as remember, we know now that Britain and Australia and others also provided information. Alexander Downer, Australian diplomat. So I was kind of bemused yesterday when the media, first off, dropped the Norway part of the whole thing.
It yes. Says,
if a foreigner, like, and everyone thinking, oh, he's talking about Russia helping again. But he was talking about Norway. But the irony of all this is, in the 2016 election, that's exactly what Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's campaign used. They used the Australians, the Brits, Christopher Steele, all foreigners to intervene in our election.
But with one big difference, which wasn't part of Stephanopoulos' question.
Right.
What was the nature of the information, and where did Christopher Steele, the former MI6 agent, get it from, John Solomon?
Well, by all accounts, if you believe Bruce Orr's notes of his debriefings of Steele and his boss, Glenn Simpson, he got it from a retired Russian general in the Russian intelligence service. And by the way, I don't believe you're ever retired when you're in the Russian intelligence services.
Yeah, right.
And
I left military intelligence. Yeah. Yeah, you did, Vlad.
That's right. Yes, he's still there, I'm sure. But here's the thing. I wrote that a year ago. You saw the New York Times about 6 weeks ago say for the first time there's an assessment that maybe this is Russian disinformation. That would be a stunning turnabout, that the Russians played both campaigns against each other in this last election. And I'm hearing that some of the intelligence community would like to have a reassessment of the entire January 2017 assessment. They're looking at it with new eyes and fresh intelligence. And maybe at the end of the day, that's what Bill Barr's review could ultimately force, a new look at this evidence, because it was rushed. And we clearly know a lot more now that the FBI knew, but the American public did not at that time, that would call into question everything Comey, Clapper, and Brennan told us to believe on January 5th, 2017.
We have a minute left, John. Sure. I just have to ask this I'll call you a colleague, I'll call you a friend. When you see this happening, just what you just summarized, the disparity between what actually happened in that interview and what the media fails to do with regards to how they respond to it, what do you think of your fellow quote-unquote journalist, John Solomon?
You know, I've said this many times, and it hurts me to say this because I still believe in the good of journalism. That's why I still practice it and try to report. I don't recognize most of the profession that I got into 30 years ago, the standards of fairness and balance and accuracy. When I got in, it was get it first, but first make sure it's right. Today, it's get it first and hope it's right. And we disserve the American public every time we do things like we did yesterday or all throughout the Russia collusion case, where with breathlessness, we report things that aren't necessarily true or are corroborated. Walter Cronkite, I don't think, could get a job in today's journalism environment. He's too straight a man.
He wasn't exactly unbiased, but I think you're right. Not even Walter Cronkite.
He's a standard of centrism in this environment today. I really worry that my profession has gotten to a point that it may be hard to return from. And I feel very strongly about, listen, just report the facts. Don't pick winners and losers. Report the facts. Let the American people decide. Stop trying to force them to decide the way you think. We need to get back to that type of journalism, and we're far away from it right now.
We do. It's going to be a long road, but as long as we've got people like John Solomon out there, we'll get there faster. You have been listening to John Solomon, Executive Vice President at The Hill. Follow him at J Solomon Reports. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Call us on 833-334-6752. Relief Factor, a product that I endorse and I take. Why? Because it's real. It works. It attacks inflammation and pain at source with non-pharmacological ingredients, totally natural resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3 fish oils that are proven in their effectiveness to undermine, to lessen everyday aches and pains. Tens of thousands of you out there are taking this every day because it works. Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, all endorse it as I do. Do yourself a favor. Buy the 3-week quick starter pack. It's less than $20, $19.99. Go now to relieffactor.com. Don't take my word for it. Look at the hundreds, the thousands of testimonials from across the country of people who are being liberated from their daily aches and pains. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the relieffactor.com studios.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. In addition to radio, I have spent years, actually decades, in a classroom teaching the Torah. The class was called Dennis Teaches the Torah. I took all 5 books and explained fascinating details that most people had not seen before. Every lecture, every class, for every book was recorded over 250 hours, and it was made available to the public. In the Prager store, you can now buy the complete Torah teachings. You'll hear and learn what the students in the classroom heard and learned. You can listen on your phone, iPad, laptop. To celebrate the release of the new volume of the Rational Bible, Genesis, the Prager store is offering all of my Torah teachings for 50% off and giving away a free autographed copy of the new book. Go to PragerStore.com. Or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
We're watching in the break a very, very touching impromptu press conference with Sarah Huckabee Sanders and the president. He just gave her a little peck on the cheek, said some very kind things about her in hopes that she may run for governor of Arkansas. Let's give that lady a bit of a rest first before she gets back in the ring. But she has done her service 3.5 years in front of those people who I hesitate to call journalists. Dear friends, if you're over the age of 50, and you care about your health care, join AMAC. AMAC is the organization that shares your values, won't spend your money on things you disagree with, and will fight for your health care, that you get to control it. Unlike the AARP, who are on the side of the Democrats and the Medicaid for All program that will give monies you have paid into that whole collection of monies to be provided for your future and give it to those who haven't paid a dime. Be a part of AMAC, the individuals who fight for you. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. That number, 855-624-4824. GorkaForAMAC.com. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. Let's go straight back to your calls. Line one, Richard, Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, we have an almost full call board. Richard, you are first.
Hi, Dr. Gork. Hey. I want to thank you and our friend John Solomon, too, for bringing out two important facts about President Trump's interview with Stephanopoulos. First, the one you pointed out, it was a hypothetical answer to a hypothetical question. And second, you pointed out that with Trump's innocuous example of Norway, he was clearly not given approval to the kind of paid collusion that Hillary Clinton engaged in the 2016 election campaign.
Right. This is the great point that John made. That's what Hillary did with an enemy nation.
Right. And I also wanted to, I think you mentioned this too, but I want to underscore this, that Trump's example represents common sense, the kind of common sense that he has voiced for the last 2.5 years or 3 years. And that the Democrats don't have and don't want. They want big government socialism. And fourth, the Democrats, Trump's healthy outreach to the Democrats was poorly received by both Stephanopoulos and the Congress and the media, all three. They just used it as an opportunity to trap Trump and destroy Trump.
Yeah, that's what they do every single day, but they will fail. Let's keep it local. Let's stay. Thank you for that call. Let's stay in Louisville, Kentucky. Let's go to line five. Ed, also in Kentucky. Welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, you are an absolute joy to listen to. You rock, buddy. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you, Ed.
Quickly, if only President Trump would have replied to George Clintonopoulos. Yes, George.
George Clintonopoulos. I like that. I'm going to use that. George Clintonopoulos.
Yes, George. We will be working with and have employed Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele. How would George have possibly replied to that?
I think that probably would not have made it into the interview, Ed. What do you think?
Well, I wish that's what he would have done, because that would have been the perfect response.
Yeah, I think that would have been a joy to behold if they'd ever showed the response by George Clintonopoulos, which will be his name from now on this show. Ed, thank you for calling. Let's keep on trucking. Line two, Tom, Phoenix, welcome to America First.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. G. Can you hear me?
I can, very clearly. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. I've called one time before. Again, my name's Tom. I live in Phoenix. I'm a Marine. And I have two questions, if I can try to ask them.
Yeah, you've got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
I'll be as concise as I can, sir. So regarding the 2020 presidential election, these two topics. Number one, how can the left's message openly support Iran and others who actively seek the complete and utter destruction of both America and Israel?
Because that's who they've become. They have no shame. If you are on the side of America, like Israel, you are a problem. If you hate America, then you are the friend of the Democrats. Remember, we have Ilhan Omar. We have Rashida. Rashida Tlaib tweeted out about the Palestinians, my people. She's a member of Congress, my people. It's sheer, utter insanity. Second question, Tom.
Okay. Thank you for answering that. Conservatives, you know, generally absolutely support President Trump and fully support Israel and love America proudly. And I'm one of them.
Right.
Yet the left has no qualms about the horrendous actions by these tyrannical regimes that are most closely related to the actual German Nazis that tore apart the 30s and 40s. How does this platform work? And I think you might have answered it in the initial question, but maybe you can help me understand a little
Tom,
bit more clearly.
Tom, you have a very, very serious problem. You are operating based upon the principles of common sense and truth. You need to stop, right? You need to take all you learned in Quantico, at Camp Lejeune, and everywhere else, and throw it out the window, because the truth is not on your side if you're on the left. The truth, who said it? I think it's my buddy Chris Plant, but I love it. Or maybe I've said it first. The truth is optional on the left. That's all you need to know. Tom, have you got my book, Why We Fight?
I was going to order it on Amazon for my father and I today.
Don't worry about it. Stay online, Tom. You deserved it. That was a great call. Thank you for your service. Semper Fidelis. Stay on the line, and we will get your address, and we will be winging a copy to you and your father of my latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Friends, do you feel run down? Do you need energy? Maybe you're not getting enough of your fruits and vegetables. I met Dr. Douglas Howard recently and heard his fascinating story of Balance of Nature. My friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo is an avid fan. Listen to what Joe thinks about Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text Loophole to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text Loophole to 49776. Don't delay. Text Loophole to 49776 now.
Don't miss anything in the Salem family, not from this show. Just go to YouTube, go to iTunes, and from the broader Town Hall Salem, PJ Media Universe, go to townhallreview.com and subscribe to the free podcast, and you won't miss a thing. Let's go to line one, Pepe El Paso. Welcome back, Pepe.
Buenas tardes, Dr. Gorka. ¿Cómo está usted?
Buenas tardes. Muy bien.
Gracias a Dios. You know, anytime you talk about the Russia hoax, you should do a lead-in with Twilight Zone by Golden Earring.
Oh, interesting. I like that. Or maybe just a moose and squirrel. Boris.
There you go. But, hey, listen, my comment to you today, Doctor, is, you know, given all of the craziness, and I think you and I discussed this a month or so ago, do you think it might be a good time to have the president go on prime time and just do a conversation between him and us, the American people, and just very targeted, very specific talks about different topics. And I think the very first one should be the whole Russia thing.
So like a little fireside chat, or like what kind of tone are you thinking of? How does he do it, you know, from the resolute desk in the Oval, or something a little bit more relaxed? How are you envisaging that, Pepe?
I was thinking something like a fireside chat, like a family thing. Actually, you took the phrase right out of my mouth. I was going to say something to where, you know, he puts out no spin, no bull. You know, this is what happened. This is what we're trying to do, and this is what we're going forward. Of course, you know, the media is then going to, you know, twist it and take, you know, put it on his head. But sans that, I think that all of us who are behind the president, you know, will just get bolster the confidence that, of course, we are heading in the right direction, which we are, and just, you know, let them know we love him. Let them know we're right behind him.
I like that. Just in the last minute we have, just give me a few other topics that he should do in the first month. So he should hit Russia hoax. What else? Like talk about the threat from the border.
Immigration.
Okay. Immigration. Yes. What else? Give me some more topics, Pepe.
Foreign affairs. You know, all the stuff that's going on with China, Russia.
China,
Iran.
Yes, China, Russia, Iran. I love this. I love this idea. Pepe, keep doing what you do. Let's squeeze in one more call. Another friend, a regular member of the family, Judy in Brooklyn. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Boy, I got to talk fast then. First of all, while you're talking about tweeting, Ilhan Omar tweeted, guess what? Not $1 for United States Homeland Security. How's that for an American congresswoman, okay?
Yes, yes.
Unbelievable. But you know what? Let me get right to it. You were talking about Susan Rice, and I see red when I hear Susan Rice because I connect that with Hillary Obama. You remember Benghazi Gate?
Yeah.
That's what I call it. So listen, I just want to like let everyone know, and you also, just like review a little bit. James Rosen wrote an article 5 days after Susan Rice went around lying all over the place because Hillary didn't want to go out to lie, so she sent Susan Rice to lie. But guess what? September 11, 2011, at 6:07 p.m. in real time, that group, Al-Shabaab, took credit for murdering Ambassador Stevens. So guess what, Dr. Gorka? That means at least 350 people knew about it.
We're
and
out
the
of time.
Pentagon,
we're out of time,
everyone
Judy.
Knew about it.
We're
what?
Out of time, but thank you for reminding us. That is on Rice's record.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.